And it is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. We are joined now by Jason Raby. You've been promoted, right? We can say you're the city manager of Beloit.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Pretty close.
It's we're in the waiting game here a little bit, but yeah, May 1st, I believe, is when it's official. So we got all that passed, the change of government through, so it's we can move on to new things. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, we have Jason on at the end of each month to talk about various things that are happening over in the Beloit area, and of course, one of the first things we want to talk about, well, why don't we just go with water? That's been something we've talked about each month, and you've got a little bit more of some specifics on that.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, a lot of people have approached me about it. Obviously, we've talked about it here on the air over the last few months, and it's a big topic in the city of Beloit, and rightfully so. And so I kind of put together, I sit down with Stuart Porter, our city engineer, and put together a timeline that would at least give us an idea if what kind of timeline are we on for something like this to help give people better answers. You know, there's a lot that goes into when you're going to put together a project like this, and also a lot of approvals that need to be done by KDHE and by the city council, and you know, buy-in by the citizens and local businesses. So, you know, currently, kind of like we've talked before, we're getting hopefully our current plant into compliance with some of those treatment processes. So that's been submitted to KDHE. They've responded. We've done some more adjustments. So that's in that pipeline. Hopefully, I'm kind of targeting on this timeline I put together for the city council, kind of about the end of March. Hopefully, that'll get approved. And then we can really start focusing on getting the needed documentation to get the pilot test study that we've gotten completed approved and reviewed by KDHE to say, hey, yes, that is the proper way to treat your water, and this we're in agreement with this, you have it all handled. So, you know, we're kind of thinking that that report would be submitted to KDHE and also to our council, and that would probably get done over the course of the summer. You know, there's a lot of, you know, it's a big, complicated, you know, big investment, et cetera. So there's a lot of processes to go through with that, you know, and hopefully, you know, if things are a yes as far as from the council's perspective, saying, hey, yeah, that's the plant we would want to use in the dollar range, et cetera. We would get that formal KDHE approval then based on that type of plant. And so I would, you know, see that, you know, potentially towards the end of the year that hopefully we would get the green light potentially to say, yep, go ahead. And, you know, again, this is assuming we don't run into roadblocks along the way. You know, so then after that, it's really going to move into the very beginning of next year, kind of that design, the engineering, you know, going after funding sources. You know, there's going to be a couple of opportunities either through USDA Rural Development or through the KDHE Revolving Loan Fund to help fund this beyond, you know, local sources, see if there's any opportunity for regionalization. And so that'll be, you know, a lot of work just in that, a lot of 2018 just getting that together. And then I could see probably towards, you know, the end of 2018 potentially after you get all that done is when that would go to, you know, to bid letting, you know, award the bid hopefully, and you know, potentially then in 2019 is when the project could be, you know, in the process of being constructed, and kind of like I told council, you know, if again we don't hit roadblocks or there's no no's along the way, et cetera, there's a lot of things that need to come in line. I mean, it's a big complex project. You know, we could be delivering water sometime in 2020 with it. So that kind of helps give us a realistic timeline, I believe. And, you know, when you're talking about a plant and a project that's, you know, this expensive and complex, you want to, first of all, do it right. Secondly, you know, there's a lot of players involved that have to approve it, you know, not just the city or you know, residents that are going to want to buy in. But, you know, KDHE is saying, yeah, we approve, you know, that type of plant going in. But like I tell everybody, if, you know, it's going to be the same timeline if you start, you know, yesterday, or, you know, well, let's wait 6 months and start then. So, you know, we're well into it, and hopefully we can keep that ball rolling along the way.
Beloit City Administrator, soon to be Beloit City Manager, Jason Raby is our guest on Community Matters, brought to you by First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. I was at lunch yesterday and overheard some people talking about water quality and talking about why do we get these warnings and saying that's this and this and whatever. So people are obviously talking about it, and it's good to know that it's being addressed. Now, this is probably the most serious question I'm going to ask you during this entire interview, but were you responsible for the power outage at Beloit High School last year?
Yeah. I tried to time it only if they were down, you know, to kind of like the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Super Bowl a couple years ago, they came roaring back. But that was what they call an instantaneous off, and unfortunately something must have hit the line or something, and it popped it off. And so we run the lines really quick, and then we're able to turn it back on, and thankfully it stayed on. So, that was...
A little quick on the trigger.
Yeah, a little quick on the trigger. Yeah, something. Yeah, a little too soon. It's kind of that Buffalo Wild Wings thing, you know.
Yeah, right.
Game going,
exactly.
So. Yeah, hopefully, we can continue to not let that happen. So,
no doubt. The capital improvement plan. I know you guys are starting to work on that. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah,
and, what that would entail.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a great process for the council and also for the citizens and businesses of Beloit. It's you know what they call a capital improvement plan or a CIP, and it's really a good exercise that. Not only helps you develop a plan, but also really gets the conversation going with not only your council and staff, but also the citizens. It's kind of a big process that really helps formalize it into a document that basically on that you're going to have, you know, capital improvement projects. So we you know, like the East Mains or the water mm-hmm, plant, mm-hmm. et cetera, you know, how are you going to pay for it? When are you going to pay for it? You know, when are you going to build it, et cetera? And then also it could have capital equipment as well. So, you know, larger pieces of equipment, fire trucks, whatever, to make sure you're planning for that. And I found it really beneficial previously in my previous community, and it's something that the city of Beloit has done in the past or has started to put together in those pieces of it. And I think that we really have a great team here that we can really formalize that into a prioritized document make that a something that we can share with people. You know, there's a lot of benefits with a capital improvement plan. And one of them, I think, is just to be able to show citizens, hey, kind of like that water plant timeline, hey, this is where we're going to try to tackle that road or this drainage mm-hmm. project or this pipeline or, sewer pipes or water pipes. And so it has that part of it on there. Like I said, it has how are you going to fund it? You know, it helps you identify where those funding gaps are, you know, where you're going to be able to get grants for it, where it's just the utility paying for it, mm-hmm. Et cetera. And another part of it is just the process of developing the capital improvement plan. A lot of times it's, you know, conversations with department heads and staff saying, hey, what's important? What are you guys seeing? You know, obviously the council and mayor have opinions and you know, they're elected on certain things and have certain passions that they want to see. And then a lot of times I think a successful one is bringing the community in for an open house or kind of a formal or informal gathering to also kind of talk about it. And even just a dream, you know, a lot of times it's good to put that on the dream board, even if it's not necessarily feasible right now, but at least you have it in that pipeline. So a lot of times a CIP focuses on that 5 years, it'll really detail it out. And in that five-year period, you'll have kind of a couple of criteria that you'll prioritize it then, because obviously you're always going to have more things than what mm-hmm. you can actually do. So one of them might be, you know, how critical is it? You know, is it a really critical thing? We really need it, you know, this bridge or piece of equipment safety, whatever. A second part would be, you know, the condition of, you know, the existing structure, you mm-hmm. know, how bad is the shape is it in? Mm-hmm. And then a third part might be, you know, how does it fit in with our community? You know, what is it, you know, our, for lack of a better word, we just went to a training on it and they use the word belief system. You know, you might have a couple of criteria that, hey, Beloit believes in X, Y, Z. And so how does it fit on that? So that way you can kind of grade mm-hmm. those projects and kind of prioritize them. And then I think the real benefit of a capital improvement plan, once you've prioritized it, and it's a big spreadsheet, you know, talking about priority of it, what the projects are, how are you going to fund it, et cetera, is then you can have a plan and work the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of have a goal. Things change. There's sure. things that come up, mm-hmm. but it helps you be more proactive, I think, mm-hmm. instead of reactive. And I think the council and the city of Beloit has been working on that the last few years. You see that with, you know, your East Mains and stuff. They've been working on being a little bit more proactive mm-hmm. with things. And I think that we want to continue that mentality of being proactive. And so I think the CIP or capital improvement plan is a great way to do that. And then I'll end on this. You know, another really nice part of it is that it really helps provide that guidepost or that consistency. You know, councils change, mayors change, you know, staff changes. excuse me, but this at least gives you a core of projects and listings that you can continue to work on. Now, again, priorities might change. You know, somebody comes in, I don't like that one there. Well, that's fine. Right. At least it's all in one document. Yeah. You know, so if citizens ask you, when are you going to work on this thing? Well, hey, you know what? It's we got it targeted for 2019, you know, or 2018 or 2020. Right. And that helps a lot of people feel that, hey, the city's paying attention.
And you've got short-term and long-term planning that I assume kind of happening simultaneously as one plays into the other. What are we doing now that's going to help us set up for this thing that we want to do 4 or 5, even 10 years down the line?
Well, yeah, like with any plan, it really, with any plan, it helps you eliminate hopefully some redundancy. You know, you figure out, hey, how's that all going to jive together? So you're not doing one thing and you should, oh, wait, why didn't we think to do this along with it? I think that's what really helps get out there is, hey, you're looking at this from a 5 to 10 year perspective.
I know you talked to me that the sidewalks, there's some work being done, and with you can explain that to folks there in the city. But there are some sidewalks that are, a good bike ramping apparatuses.
So you're talking about the sidewalk in front of my house. Okay, thanks.
One in front of mine,
the city of Beloit, we got a Safe Routes to School grant, and that's Safe Routes to School program. I think the KDOT administers that. And so it's an 80-20 grant. So it's a great way to get, you know, 80% of something paid for. I believe it's about roughly $200,000 that we have. And so we're going to, the NCK Aware kind of did a study and kind of did some walking and thinking about it. And then we also looked at the engineering limitations of, hey, what's the best street to do this on? Because it sometimes can be tricky to put sidewalk in. And on 12th and 4th is kind of the two thoroughfares in Beloit there that they thought this would be a good spot for this. So it kind of starts that part of providing, you know, solid, safe sidewalks for kids. But I also look at it for our population, especially our demographics. It's great for anybody at any stage of life. Everybody's looking to walk. A lot of retirees that, you know, need safe places and places where they're not going to trip and fall down, hopefully, to walk. And so so this Safe Routes to School is a program that we had to get some temporary construction easements. We about had those knocked out. We had about 38 of them to get, and I think we're down to our last two or three. And so we've been successful in that. We'll get that submitted to KDOT. I'll go through their bid letting and hopefully get that awarded. And if everything works out right, it could commence, you know, really late summer, early fall to get that done. So I think it's going to be a nice improvement, you know, along those thoroughfares where there's good sidewalk. They'll skip over that, try to make the dollars go as far as possible. But so, yeah, I think that's a first step for that. Which kind of goes in hand with the HEAL committee, the Healthy Eating, Active Living committee that we have established. And really what their mission is going to be is to kind of play off of that, but kind of do their own master planning. You can kind of do an active transportation master plan, and they've received a grant for that. And that kind of helps, you know, how does that tie in with other trails or parks or schools? You know, how do we want to connect our community so that I can say, hey, kids, you know, ride down to school. You know, right now it's kind of hard to do that. And so so I think that there's some exciting things that all this is going to continue to play together, hopefully. So
I was asked about this the other day, and I brought it up to you before we went on the air, and so I'll ask you now since I have you right here, is that where do we stand with there was some thievery, there was some burglaries, whatever you want to call it. And I know there were some people that concerned a few months ago when that was occurring, and lots of people locally are putting things on social media and concerned about things. But of course, that seemed to have died down. But did we have some good news report?
Yeah, we, you know, that's one of those things that, it happens. And thankfully, a lot of citizens help kind of keep an eye on it. You know, the media puts it out there. So we were able to really, you know, target and figure out, you know, who the cause was and what the causes were. And so the police, you know, did their job. They did their investigation on it. So he issued those warrants. I think everybody has been arrested for those warrants. And so now it's, you know, kind of going into the legal system. So that's really exciting. And, you know, hopefully one thing in Chief Elam and I have talked about that we're concerned with is that we don't want people to be lax still. You know, I think it's something that unfortunately just in the day and age that people still need to close their garage doors and lock their cars because, you know, just unfortunately easy targets you know, can allow that to flare back up. But at least we've got that knocked back down, and hopefully those people will, you know, their result will be what, you know, the consequence of what right. they did, and we can move forward.
So. Well, you haven't caught all the criminals. I have a neighbor I know that has stolen my rain gauge, and he's still running on the loose.
So yeah.
You guys need to work on that.
Yeah, yeah. It's rain gauge thievery.
I know. It's horrible. Yeah. Today's Ackerman Tree Value and Supply Facebook question of the day, Jason, has been, in one word, how would you describe your childhood? How would you describe your childhood?
Man. Boy, that's a,
smooth like your hair.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, I just,
I mean,
say.
I mean, I was telling people earlier, your hair. I am so jealous. I
he
had
compared
hair,
you
like,
to Jimmy Johnson.
I did. Yeah. I compared you to Jimmy Johnson. There's never a hair out of place, man. And I'm sure you're.
Yeah.
I mean, I whatever you do to your hair, nah, I don't know how many gel products you use,
that,
but it,
no,
that thing
it,
doesn't move, man.
He doesn't have that salt and pepper thing going yet.
No,
he's well,
well
that's
getting
with
that.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Nice people always ask me that, and I'm like, I swear, I promise, because I'm a fast paced person, so it's like it. Shower, it's wet. Comb it back, little hairspray, we're done. I mean, if it takes me more, I think I've timed it 30
a little,
seconds.
A little hairspray.
Yeah, a little hairspray, we're done. So.
What's
it's windy in Kansas. I don't want it to go anywhere. So.
You spin around in the circle in the cloud of the hairspray.
Yeah,
you
just ask my wife.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
I can see that happening. Yeah, that could be interesting in your house. Yeah.
Yep.
But so. what would be a word?
Well, I'd just say, I'd say awesome.
Awesome.
You know, I had great parents and my sister. So, I can't complain. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, being good parents. And I think that's what we all strive to be for our kids. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for having fun with us. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We'll see you again at the end of March. Believe it or not, we're already into February.
That's right. Yep. Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it, Chad. It's been awesome. Thank you.
Outstanding. Yep. Jason Raby, a city administrator of Beloit, soon to be city manager of Beloit. We've gone through many of those things before with previous discussions with Jason. We appreciate him being with us every month here on KD Country 94 and Waterside Wake Up and Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.